Blackhawk, 7th goal and opportunity to gain points on a division rival tonight as they battle the Dallas Stars for the final time this season. And with 29 games left in the regular season and 7 points out of a playoff spot, the Hawks need to make every game count. A win over the Stars would be a step in the right direction. Down to center ice we go. The final meeting of the season between the Stars and the Hawks set to begin. The drop of the puck at center ice, and we're underway. Taze turned it over in front. Radulov could not get a shot away. Taze recovered with a nice defensive play. Seabrook slaps it across the rink. Here's Taze down the left wing, Star zone. Shoots, he scores! The captain connects! A perfect bank pass by Seabrook from the Hawk zone along the right boards. Caromed across the ice, and Taze grabbed it in the left circle. Stars in. He beats Bishop Lowe to the stick side. It's 1-0 Hawks. Connor Murphy shot the puck ahead to center ice. It's picked off now by Steven Johns, ex-Hawk farmhand. In over the Hawk line, right wing, drops it off to Remy Elley near the right point. Turns and fires, blocked by Keith, and it deflects it on goal, and Forsberg down to knock it in behind the net. Duclair breaking in over the Stars line. He deked at the top of the right circle and lost the puck to a poke check by Hamus. Radulov down the left wing, Hawks don't put it in front, they score! And moving down the far side was Tyler Seguin to beside the post, and he snapped it into the top shelf past Forsberg. The Stars have tied the score at 1. Left circle, Foxa, who then fires from the corner and at the side of the Hawk net. Remy Elley in behind the Stars net. Carries it around, drops it right point, and a shot from there by Johns. They score! Steven Johns got hold of the puck and got it off his stick in a matter of a millisecond. This deflects past Forsberg, and the Stars now take a 2-1 lead. The Seabrook straight away, deep slot to the left circle, Hinostroza, back to Seabrook, winds and fires, and hit the end boards, rebound, score! Artem Anisimov right there takes the carom and spins it past Ben Bishop. And for Artem Anisimov, who leads the Blackhawks in power play goals, he ties the score at 2. For Anisimov, that's his 8th power play goal in the season. Murphy carries behind the net, put it up the middle of the ice to Schmaltz, to Hinostroza, Hawk line, sends it to Keith over the Stars line, left point, turns away from a check, tried to flip it down the boards, Klingberg kicks it to center ice with 8, Klingberg moves it over, and Pitlick fires, he scores from the top of the right circle, Hawk zone, with 4.5 seconds left in the second period. The Stars now lead it 3-2. Now with a quick pass, Sharp over the Stars line down the left wing to the half boards. Gustafson fires! Oh, and a big save made by Bishop. Follow-up shot by Wingles, hit the post. Puck ricochets over. Oh, and a big hit at center ice by Wingles on Radulov. Knocks him down to the ice. And right away, Jamie Benn takes exception to that hit on Radulov and drops his gloves and wants to engage Tommy Wingles, who held on to his gloves and his stick. Let's see if they send Benn off
Jamie
for
Ben's
gonna misconduct.
Jamie Benn's going to go off for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Dave took it away from Benn. Seabrook at the right point, slaps it across the rink. Patterin's got it. Head to Seguin at center ice. A long shot from there into an empty net. He scores. And the Dallas Stars now lead the game 4-2 with just under 58 seconds left to play in the game. And the Hawks fans here at the United Center begin to head to the exits and to their cars for a long trip home. Face off to the left of Bishop, and the horn sounds. Dallas wins the hockey game 4-2.